Conley's status in Fagan case may be changed Wednesday. The Atlanta Journal, June 11, 1913. Petition will be presented to Judge Roan by Solicitor Dorsey, but its nature is not made known. Rosser's card causes activity behind scenes. Negro may be put back in the tower. Solicitor Dorsey says, I am trying to run state's case myself. The report became current Wednesday afternoon, shortly after 3 o'clock, that the new development in the Fagan case would be a withdrawal by the state of its petition in court, where under James Conley, the Negro, is held as a material witness. Shortly before 3 o'clock, William Smith, attorney for the Negro, and Solicitor Dorsey appeared at the courthouse together. For this purpose, it was said. Attorney Smith does not want the Negro confined in the Fulton County Jail, where he declares he was menaced during the one night that he spent there after his affidavit became public. There has been no insistence from Attorney Smith. It is said that any damage whatever be made in the status of the Negro. As the result of the clash between the prosecution and the defense of Leo M. Frank over James Conley, it is expected that the Negro's legal status will be changed in some way, probably Wednesday afternoon. It is also barely possible that Conley will be indicted Thursday by the grand jury as an accessory after the fact of Mary Fagan's murder, but this is not considered probable. Conley is now at police headquarters, held by authority of an order from Judge L.S. Roan of the Criminal Division of the Superior Court. Conley is held as a material witness in the case against Frank. The Negro sweeper was transferred soon after he made his sensational confession, charging Frank with being the principal in the Fagan murder, from police headquarters to the tower, where he remained about 24 hours. Then he was transferred again, on a superior court order, to police headquarters, his attorney, William M. Smith, consenting to the move. The obvious reason for the transfer was to prevent the Negroes talking to interviewers, who are allowed into the jail if the prisoner has no objection to talking to them. At police headquarters, only the detective and sometimes the prisoner's lawyer is allowed to see him. Conley's attorney, William M. Smith, stated Wednesday that he would prefer for the Negro to be incarcerated at police headquarters rather than at the tower. Jailers can protect him. The reason assigned by the detectives for removing Conley from the tower was his own statement to the effect that visitors at the tower had annoyed him as they passed his cell. It is arguer, however, that the jailers can protect the Negro if he is held in the tower, and if it is decided that from a strictly legal sense there is no authority for holding Conley at headquarters Wednesday night, we'll probably find him in the tower again, held as a material witness. As to the probability of the grand jury's indicting the man either as an accessory or a principal, little can be said with any authority. Several of the individual jurors are said to be interesting themselves in the matter, and many inquiries have been made as to the reason for the prosecuting official's failure to bring a bill against the Negro before the jury. It is certain, however, that no bill charging Conley, WTIH, being a principal will be presented by the solicitor's office unless demanded by the grand jury. The interest of the individual jurors makes it probable there will be action in the near future. What Dorsey says. Asked if Conley would be taken before the grand jury to tell his story to the citizens who indicted Frank for Mary Fagan's murder, Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey said simply, I am trying to run the state's case by myself. L.H. Beck, the foreman of the jury, stated that the jury would take up, continued on page 6, Colonel 7. Conley's status in Fagan case may be changed Wednesday, continued from page 1. During the present week, only the matters presented to it by the solicitor. Relative to the Conley matter itself, the grand jury foreman said that it was a criminal case of the type usually acted upon by the grand jury only when presented to it by the solicitor. As to whether or not the grand jury would take the matter up of its own initiative next week, Mr. Beck would make no statement. Mr. Rosser's position. Relative to the lack of grand jury action in the Conley case, Mr. Rosser, in his first statement since the Fagan investigation commenced, said, No one has been rude enough to bring this Negro before the grand jury, nor indeed to make any charge against him. After the statement of this Negro, and in view of all the evidence which so strongly points to him as the slayer of little Mary Fagan, Is the grand jury to leave him without charge or investigation to be wet-nursed by Lanford until Frank's trial? Or is it the purpose to keep the Negro's case from the grand jury in the nature of an offered reward to spur him on to swear his worst against the white man? Would it not be just and decent to bring this Negro's case before the grand jury and let that body hear his confession so that it can then decide whether the Negro should then be indicted?